On January 23rd, a Box Elder County man was arrested for not paying an ambulance bill in December of 2013. The fine was for $2,376. The man died that afternoon while in a holding cell. The cause of death is still under investigation. Eli Hagar, staff writer of the Marshall Project, says the U.S. has returned to imprisoning people who aren't able to pay their debt. This is possibly unconstitutional, because unless you're in a criminal proceeding, he says you don't receive protections.
To a certain extent, I think it might have been there all along, but I think one of the things that's happened more recently is that with the fiscal crisis of the 2000s, a lot of states were asking their court systems to be fiscally self-sufficient, so courts had to make the money that they were spending through fines and fees and things like that.
Karen Martin, assistant professor of public management at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York, says one reason for the problem is because the boundaries of the criminal and civil justice system has become blurred.
And so you can end up in jail for something like littering or loitering or being in a park after dark through not paying your fines and fees.
Martin says it's critically important for citizens to know their legal rights because it's almost impossible to receive legal counsel. For more on this topic, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Nick Herman.